98 FM's Cheltenham Update with Boyle Sports.
Today's not only St. Patrick's Day, it is the final day of the Cheltenham Festival, and I'm joined on the line now by Leon Blanche from Boyle Sports. Leon, how are you doing?
Dennis, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. It's been some week, and what a week to end it. St. Patrick's Day and the final day of Cheltenham. It's not a bad week,
yeah, look,
now, is it?
Oh, no, absolutely. Tremendous performance from Irish Horses. 7 different trainers, 14 winners, going in with 7 more races to go. The record we set 12 months ago was 15 winners. I'd be very, very surprised if we don't eclipse that and get at least 16 or 17 winners today. It's been a tremendous performance. We're putting them in place in their own backyard.
That's it. It's always nice to see it done as well, isn't it? Now, yesterday, Leon.
Fantastic.
Yesterday, Leon, you're the man in the know, because you gave us 2 winners and we came in with €500 for the Simon community. So thank you very much for those.
No.
York Hill and Let's Dance, those winners yesterday. So everyone's now going, they're all tuned in going, what is Leon to back? And the first race today, you're going with a cheeky each way, I believe.
Yeah, I am. Look, I just think the ground is drying out all the time, and I think probably come the start of the first race at 1:30, you've got to look for horses that will act on the quicker ground conditions this afternoon. And I definitely think Land of Hope and Glory, trained by Joseph O'Brien, owned by J.P. McManus, and this horse will be ridden by Puppy Power. I just feel the better ground conditions. He's a son of High Chaparral, and he started the season really, really well. Won his first number of races, had a run last time out on heavy ground, just to put him spot on for today. It's a very competitive triumph hurdle, but I just think at 8-1, I hope Land of Hope and Glory can at least finish in the money and hopefully win the race, and that would be fantastic for the Simon community.
It would. Here's hoping. Now, yesterday, as you said, a lot of Irish winners, and we saw the tried and tested combo of Ruby and Willie Mullins making a return. A terrible day one and day two, but yesterday Ruby rode 4 winners and Mullins,
yeah,
I think, trained 3 winners. So how are they looking in the big one today?
Oh, look, Ruby was exceptional yesterday. I think the 4 winners that he rode, completely different rides. But there's no doubt he's the best jockey on the planet by a long, long way. He's going to be full of confidence this afternoon, coming in here with 4 wins yesterday. And I just feel Jack Adam, certainly he's finished second in 2015 as a 6-year-old, second in 2016 as a 7-year-old. And he's coming here today fresh, after being beaten, it has to be said, in the Lexus at Leopardstown over Christmas. But I feel, and all the reports from Willie Mullins in the lead-up to the big race, the Gold Cup, is that Jack Adam's preparation has gone absolutely fantastically well. And I just feel he could be the horse to give Willie Mullins his first Gold Cup. He hasn't trained a Gold Cup winner yet. And I think if Jack Adam wins, the Irish will be definitely singing long into the wee hours on St. Patrick's Day. And I just feel Jack Adam could go very close. I'd also give Sizing John a big chance. He was a winner of an Irish Gold Cup, but I just hope that Jack Adam, Ruby Walsh, Willie Mullins, I think he could be the one today. So we're going to go 100 win on Jack Adam for the Gold Cup.
Lovely stuff. He is the favourite going off in that one, the Gold Cup. What time is that? Is it 3:30, is it?
The Gold Cup will be going off at 3:30, yeah.
Three. And that first one again, it was 50 each way of Land and Hope and Glory at 8-1. That's the first race, which is off a half.
Land
one.
Of Hope and, yeah.
So they're the charity bets now for the Simon community. Leon, any other tips for the rest of the day?
I think if you look at the Albert Bartlett, it looks to be, we have a very, very strong hand in that. Gordon Elliott will have the favourite in Debt Duty. But Willie Mullins and Ruby Walsh have got a very, very talented mare, one called Augusta Kate. She's part owned by Lee Westwood, Alan Shearer, Graham Wiley, Anton Deck. So many of our listeners will be familiar with those names. And I just think maybe at the prices, with the drying ground conditions, for Cyrus Yates, the mare is Feathered Lady, and I just think these good ground conditions could help Augusta Kate. She's probably a better alternative to backing the favourite. So if you're looking for a bit of value today, maybe Augusta Kate each way in the Albert Bartlett Novices Hurdle.
Great stuff, Leon. Enjoy the last day of the Cheltenham Festival, and thanks for all the money you've raised for the Simon community so far this week, and hopefully we can finish it off this week in a flurry.
Oh, here's hoping, Dennis, and from all of us at Boyle Sports, we really do hope that we can raise some more much-needed funds for the Simon community.
Brilliant stuff. Thanks, Leon. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, Dennis.
You've been listening to a 98FM podcast. Download more at 98FM.com.